Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Your subtleties, they strangle me.
Yes! I know I've heard this before. What band is this?
All American Rejects.
Yes, this is one of my wife's favorite bands. I don't really care for them, but I don't hate them. It doesn't move the needle for me. But
they're
this is like
the weenier version of Blink-182, in my opinion.
Okay. I just know like one of the playlists that she has in her car is All American Rejects.
You've probably heard this 100 times.
I'm sure I have.
Easy. It's a great song that shows it. We're ending it starting with the last hour.
Yo, if you're next to me at a red light and you hear something blasting my car, it's probably a radio show or a podcast, like a talk show. That's what I spend most of my time listening to.
I agree.
You know, like I'll occasionally flip onto our sister stations like Power 96. But typically, I'm either rocking this very radio station or I'm rocking a little Sirius XM, maybe some Stern. Could be rocking the 80s on 8 if I do decide to listen to music. Could be rocking the Joe Rogan Experience podcast or the Inter podcast. A couple of blokes from the UK love Italian soccer as much as I do, and they host an Inter Milan podcast. And there's one of these guys. He's like the Guzio of the UK. If you remember my old radio partner, Brandon Guzio, one of the things that people either loved or hated about the guy was very grumpy, glass half empty type of guy, right? Like if something wasn't right in his sports team's world, like he loves the Dolphins, the New York Knicks, Yankees, if something wasn't right with those teams, he'd be very pessimistic about it. That's the way that these blokes are on the UK Italian soccer podcast. It can be very, very negative sometimes. 560-22 is how you get at us on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, or get in via the phone lines at 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. Something that does look different tonight from the Heat is the intensity. As Ira Winterman tweets, Heat playing with a lot of tood, lots of tood, short for attitude tonight. I'm sure all the kids knew that already. Right, as you hope to get a vintage night from Dwayne Wade tonight. He's played 9 minutes, 14 points. You're getting vintage Wade. You're getting old man vintage Wade, young man vintage Wade here tonight instead of old man Wade. You know, Matt, you had said to me during the commercial break, you would like to see 25, 28 minutes from D-Wade tonight, something like that. Mark Hochman already tweeted, you need to average 48 minutes a game for Dwayne Wade the rest of the series. Why not leave it all out there on the floor? If vintage Wade, who's at the free throw line right now, and hits to make it 35-31 Heat, if riding those creaky knees till the bitter end is the only way you get past Philadelphia, I say you do it. You do it. I still think this is D-Wade's swan song.
What if they have to play Boston?
You worry about, you cross that bridge when you get to it.
You give them new knees then?
It's like one of those playoff series in baseball where you're like, you know, our only chance is to start our ace on 1 day's rest instead of 4 days rest. Like, you have to throw caution to the wind sometimes. And plus, like, honestly, and you could tell me if you agree or disagree at 560-22. On the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. I think this is D-Wade's final playoff. I think it's his final year in the NBA. And when I connect the dots on this, when D-Wade and Udonis Haslam, when they were popping champagne after the Raptors game, regular season finale last week, they're popping champagne last Wednesday night. Why are two guys who have won 3 NBA titles together, played in 5 final series, 6 final series, yeah, 5 final series together, and played in so many postseason games, so many great seasons, why would they be popping champagne after a 6 seed Like, why would they bother to do that? And I know that their answer was, well, we're celebrating 15 years together. This is a monumental occasion, momentous occasion. I think they were celebrating their final regular season game, period. I think both of them. I think Udonis Haslam, as he absolutely should, because he's got a job with its organization for life, whether he wants to be an assistant coach, front office guy, ambassador for the organization. He can be like the ambassador to Malaysia if he wants to be. Malaysian prime minister, I would elect him. I'd vote for him if I had a passport from there. Whatever Udonis Haslam wants to do, he can do it. And Dwayne Wade, it goes without saying. Now, D. Wade maybe would just kind of ride off into the sunset, follow Gabrielle Union's movie and TV career. But I think that the reason why they popped that champagne last week was to celebrate and commemorate their final regular season game together. I think definitely Udonis Haslam is done. I can't see Udonis Haslam even wanting to take up a roster spot to not play basketball for another year. I can understand why the Heat have extended him this courtesy for the last couple of years, even though you're not really helping us on the court. You help us so much in practice. You help us so much behind the scenes. You're such a good mentor to these young players. We'll let you keep taking up a roster spot as long as you want to, UD, because you've earned it. I think even at this point, UD is like, yeah, enough is enough, man. I'm going to move on to the next chapter. And for D. Wade, what better punctuation to go out on than the tale he's writing over the last couple of months? Like, I know you could say, well, Dono, the only way to really go out in style would be win another championship or directly eliminate LeBron James from a playoff series in a Heat uniform. That's not in the cards for this team. Like, I think we'd all be really happy if this team got to the second round. Or maybe if you match up with Milwaukee or Boston, maybe you've even got a chance to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Eastern
you're not going
Conference
farther than that.
Eastern Conference or bust.
Well, see, you're talking like a guy who still thinks it's 2013. Like, you've got to move on with your life.
No, that's finals or bust for darn.
Okay, all right, fair enough. But either way, like, for Dwayne Wade, he's already got the perfect punctuation to a great career, right? I mean, 2 years ago, left Miami, went to a pretty bad situation in Chicago, then got bought out to go to an even worse situation for him in Cleveland, and now he's come back to the team where he spent 13 years and had a storybook career, most iconic player in the history of this franchise, bar none, and he gets to come back and finish his career here. Whether he plays, like if Miami's postseason comes to an end in four games, whether or not he plays another minute, he's already got a great ending to his career as an NBA player and as a member of the Miami Heat. I think D. Wade is going to say, you know what? I put my body through enough. I put my family through enough with all the travel. I've won three titles. I'm a bar none future Hall of Famer. I've done everything I can do in this uniform and in this league. I've been a finals MVP in addition to my three O'Brien trophies. It's time to walk away. It's time to walk away. I think this is the swan song for D. Wade. I think he's done. Texter writes in, Wade is coming back. He was just being a friend to UD and popping the champagne with him. UD is done. I put 100% probability on UD being done, 70% probability on D. Wade being done. That's where I draw the percentages. I think UD for sure is done with his NBA career, and Dwayne Wade, I lean strongly to him being done. Heat, by the way, despite Eric Spoelstra looking puzzled and frustrated as he always does, Heat up 7 now. 38-31, Heat lead the 76ers in Philadelphia. True or untrue, that fan base is spoiled enough. Right? You just won a Super Bowl like 2.5 months ago. Now you want to win an NBA title. You want to trust the process after 5 years of losing on purpose. I say Philly's had enough to celebrate in 2018. That team wants to win an NBA title. You wait until 2021 when LeBron James is old.
Well, when they're down 9, you know, they aren't celebrating.
Look at Tyler Johnson, Luke Babbitt clapping their hands on the sideline.
Jay Rich with the two-pointer right there.
A 20-2 run for the Heat. 20-2 run over the last 8 minutes. Heat basketball has come alive at the Wells Fargo Center.
Wait till the second half and we'll see.
Yeah, the second half was pretty brutal the other night. So does that mean the 76ers will make better adjustments than Eric Spoelstra? Coach Brown is going to make better adjustments than Spo? I don't know, man. I know the Sixers have more horses. They've got the more electrifying players in this series, but this workmanlike Heat approach. I still give them, I'm saying Sixers and seven, but I still think we're watching a close competitive series. And I said it before the game started tonight. I think the Heat grind out a close game this evening. I think they go back to the American Airlines Arena with the series tied at one. And you couldn't ask for much more than that, my friends. To split the road matchups in a very tough-to-play Wells Fargo Center in a city where the human beings there once booed Santa Claus, one of the most enthusiastic sports towns in the world. You know, I heard prior to the Super Bowl, some comments that Jay Ajayi made were pretty telling to me. You know, of course, he got traded midseason from Miami to Philadelphia. But Jay Ajayi, a North Londoner, grew up rooting for Arsenal, going to Arsenal games. And, you know, they always say this about soccer fans, football fans in the UK. Nuts. Hooligans, passionate, borderline, psychotic, fanatic. That's the fans you get in the UK. As soon as Jay Ajayi got to Philadelphia, he started to compare the fanatics in Philadelphia to the Arsenal fans back home, that you get that same sort of unbridled, lunatic passion in Philly than you do in the UK. I don't think you get that in a lot of American sports towns. I think the passion you get in a place like Philadelphia, I think the passion you get for certain teams and situations in New York and in Boston, some of the few spots that really rival that sort of passion that you get for soccer teams across the pond. Texter writes in, wow, I had forgotten that you and Guzio had a show. How can you forget? You guys were a good match because you were so different. Every now and then, I think the last time we did a show together, me and Guz, was, had to have been like 4 years ago. And every now and then, I still get a tweet from people saying that that they missed that show. I thought we had a lot of fun together. Thought we had a lot of fun, especially come playoff time, because that was when the big three was still together. That was when the Heat had a rivalry with the Indiana Pacers. You remember those days? You remember those days? We used to have this guy would call in, big-time Pacers fan, but he sounded like he was from New York, so it was very odd. Vinny the Butcher would call in and rant and rave about the Indiana Pacers. I hated that team so much. I despised Lance Stephenson at that time. Now Lance Stephenson is like our Jesus, the way he gets in LeBron's head. Lance Stephenson blowing in LeBron's ear. He's like the gnat on LeBron's neck. God bless that Lance Stephenson. I hope the Pacers win that series in four, man. I hope it's a Pacers sweep. We continue the 9 o'clock hour of the Alex Donoff Show here on WQAM. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Please discount.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac Studios.
Morse has more. Ed Morris is your only Cadillac dealer of the year in Broward and Dade County.
I don't think I've ever heard this song, but I should have known it was Dropkick Murphys.
I thought it was The Boys Are Back in Town.
By the way, I don't know if it's just me, but it seems like your microphone is just a little bit too low, and it's driving me crazy. So turn yourself up just a little bit.
Is that better?
Yeah, much better. I can actually hear you now.
You're welcome.
Dropkick Murphys. Of course, we all know them from The Departed. Great movie.
They're sailing off to Boston.
I can't believe The Departed. It's already like 12 years old. I think that movie came out in 06. That was the first Blu-ray disc I ever owned. Got my first Blu-ray player, 06. And like I'm at the store. Oh, I got to get something like to actually play on the Blu-ray player. The Departed had just come out. The Departed was my first Blu-ray ever. Then American Psycho on Blu-ray, one of my favorite movies. Heater up 10, by the way, 52-42. Final minute of the second quarter. And now, 12 years later, it's like Blu-rays are almost irrelevant. Everyone's downloading movies now.
I don't think there is a Blu-ray player anymore for sale anywhere.
Yeah, they're just really cheap now. You can get one. Very hard to get like a conventional DVD player. You can still get those too. You can get a DVD player for like $13. You can get a Blu-ray player for like $25.
I feel like it has to be less. That's still expensive in my mind for both of those.
But it's like, even if you're assembling it like in like a factory in like Taiwan where you're paying like cents per hour to the laborers, like it's still, it's got to cost enough that it's hard to sell it for less than $25 and make a profit. That's got to be difficult.
I'll agree with you on that one.
I think as soon as you reach that point where you can't sell those things for like $20, that's when they go the way of VHS players. Are you even old enough to remember
a VCR? I did have some VHSs. I was really young, but I had VHSs.
Yeah.
And I had tapes, too. Like
cassette tapes?
Yeah, cassette tapes. Yeah. Yes. Anything besides that? Nope.
Cassette tapes, man. Back in the day, that was my life. Cassette tapes and VHS. I remember at one point, like when I was really young, my grandparents had a Betamax. Like they were holding on to the dead technology because the Betamax lost the format war to the VHS. But there was like a couple of years there where, because I guess like the Betamax, like the videos actually played a little bit cleaner. So, oh, this is the better technology. But then the VHS, I think, was more affordable. So they just blew the Betamax away. Like the Betamax lost the format war. But my grandparents, they held on to that Betamax for a few years, man.
We almost just lost Dwayne Wade there.
Oh, my God. What happened?
He flew like six rows deep into that area.
Jeez.
I thought we were going to lose him forever.
But that's vintage Wade, man. When D Wade is flying into the sixth row, you know you're getting 30-year-old style Dwayne Wade.
Like you're getting a mini panic attack.
You're getting that effort. Well, listen, the panic attack is well worth it for some solid basketball being played. The panic attack is very well worth that. But yeah, man, with VHS tapes, like I think I've told this story before, but I swear my father was the last human being on the planet to still record things on VHS. He was very late to adopt the DVR technology. Held on to the recordable VHS tapes until like 2011, but then finally CVS stopped selling VHS tapes and he knew it was done, man. He knew he could not ride that any longer. Dwayne Wade pulls up from three, just short, off front iron. And the Sixers, ooh, I thought they answered with a layup, but off the rim, no good. So 26 seconds to go in the first half and the Heat have a double-digit lead over the Philadelphia 76ers, 54-42. Yeah, I've never been to Philadelphia.
It's all right.
I'll probably never go there, like, unless I get sent there for work. Like, if there's, like, a game I get assigned to go to in Philly, I just don't see any other reason why I would go there. Don't have
any nice Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Don't have any relatives there. There's nothing in particular I've got to see in Philadelphia that I wouldn't rather see in, like, New York or Boston or, like, any other big major city. Chicago is a place I've never been to. I would definitely go. Like, if I was just going to say, hey, for this vacation, we're going to a big city in the United States, I would choose Chicago over Philly. I want to go back to, I want to go to San Francisco, back to LA, Vegas. Like, I don't see myself ever going to Philadelphia unless I'm assigned to go to Philadelphia. But a texter writes in, is it just me or is Philadelphia the grimmest place, the grimiest place? Place just looks like a dumpster fire rolling down a landfill based on their fans. To which I answered, I've never actually been there. And he wrote back, yeah, I went once for 2 hours in a flight layover, and I was there 2 hours more than I needed to be. Honestly, all that I know about Philadelphia is from Rocky and Rocky II, and it doesn't look like a good place to live. But that's also because didn't Rocky Balboa, like, he lived in, like, a bad neighborhood? So all you were really seeing was Rocky Street, which is probably not a place I'd want to visit if I went to Philly. So I don't know if that's like the best interpretation of the city. Philly has a great baseball stadium, a texter writes. I guess that would be a reason why to go. Although I've never done this. Maybe I'll want to do this like years from now when I'm retired, like decades from now. You know who does baseball trips? Doug Plagans, voice of the Panthers. You know, because he gets, working NHL, he gets, like, the late summers off. So he will go, like, he and some buddies of his will just travel around the country going to baseball parks. Like, they'll go to Cleveland, they'll go to Philly, they'll go to Minnesota. You know, they'll go everywhere to catch Major League games. That wouldn't be a terrible idea. It would have to be later in life, though, because I don't know, man. I feel like if I'm going to go on an expensive trip, I'd want to go someplace a little bit more exotic than a baseball trip. But that would be another reason why I might go to Philly, would be to see a Phillies game in Philadelphia, because I've not seen enough baseball parks around the country. 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. That's how you get in. or via the phone lines at 305-567-0560 or 954-567-0560. Pulling up the halftime stats here for the Heat and 76ers. Miami leads by 14 at the intermission, 56-42. Heat on top. And you got to hope they don't blow it in the third quarter like they did the other night. Goran Dragic with 11. Dwayne Wade with 21. My God, vintage Wade. And how about this stat line for Wade? You know what he's shooting from the floor? 8 for 9. Wow, that is fantastic for old man Wade. 8 for 9 for D. Wade. 5 of 6 from the free throw line, which is nice. Hit a couple of free throws late in the half. 21 points for D. Wade to lead all scorers in this basketball game so far. In fact, weird, Philly doesn't have anybody in double figures. Ben Simmons with 9. Marco Bellinelli from Northern Italy, my Northern Italian brother with 9 points. I think he's from just north of Bologna. That's another place I've never been to. I know they've got great pasta in Bologna, Bolognese. It's one of my favorite sauces. I put that in the Mount Rushmore of sauces. But Heat with 21 points from Wade, 11 points from Goran Dragic, 9 points from James Johnson, and the Heat lead by 14 here at the half. 56-42, your Miami Heaters over the Philadelphia 76ers. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Philly Paul. You're on QAM. What's up, Philly Paul?
How you doing?
Yeah, are you going to set me straight on Philadelphia? Keep in mind, I've never been.
No. You know what? I was born and raised in Philly. I've been living down here for so many years. I'm more of a Floridian than anything else. Love the Dolphins, although the Eagles are my second team. Love the Panthers, but the Flyers I've been holding on to for a long time. It all depends on where you live in Philadelphia. Like, there's places in Overtown. I wouldn't want to live in Overtown.
Right, yeah, fair enough.
There's areas in Philadelphia that if you go in, you may never come out.
Well, I'm assuming, Paul, you've seen the Rocky movies. Like, do you know which neighborhood he supposedly lived in?
Vaguely. I don't know, because I would never go down there. I mean,
gotcha.
I lived when I grew up in the 60s, the late 60s and 70s. There was where we live outside Philadelphia. It was woods. The air was clean. It's remarkable and incredible. I wouldn't change it for the world. Now, of course, everything's been built up and over, you know, condos and houses, and the city kind of caught up to the suburbs. But it all depends on where you live. There's beautiful areas outside of Philadelphia. But if you're going to live in downtown Philadelphia, if you live in the historic Philadelphia by Marketplace, that's a really cool area. But you know what? You know why I would ever move back? I'd almost move back for the pretzels, not so much the cheesesteaks anymore.
Yeah, I honestly, until like last week, I didn't know that Philly pretzels were a thing. I heard Hockman talking about that in the afternoon because his wife is from Philly. He started talking about the pretzels. Like, obviously everybody's heard of cheesesteaks. I had no idea that pretzels in Philly were famous.
No, they're awesome. But you know what keeps me down here? The number one thing that keeps me down here is the warmth, man. It's way too cold up there. I mean, my cousin's down here visiting. They had snow. They had snow like a week ago.
Yeah, in April.
I mean, it's crazy. Anyway, see you later.
I appreciate it, Philip Paul. All right, so I think we've learned that, in his words, Philadelphia can be a nice place. You live in the suburbs or you live in, like, the historic district. But if you go to certain neighborhoods, like if you go to Rocky Balboa's neighborhood, you may not come out alive. But I think that's probably true for any big city, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We should have asked him if it was like, if Philly was like how the guys on It's Always Sunny in Philly make it out to be.
Oh, you know, I watched that show a handful of times, but I was not a regular. But I watched enough episodes to say that Philly also looked like it sucked in that show as well. It did not look like a nice place in that show.
Oh, if I had to deal with people like them, I would never go to Philly.
Yeah, those were terrible people, right?
They are horrible people.
That may be a show I can go back and binge watch at this point, because I probably watched like maybe 10 episodes of that entire series. I didn't watch that much of it.
And there's not really, like, the best part about it, there's not really like a storyline. There's
right.
like jokes that are from it, but there's not really a storyline, so that's nice.
You'll find out if you ever have a kid. That's a really important quality in a TV show, because a lot of times when I'm home watching the baby, you know, and babies, you know, you never exactly know when he's going to start fussing. You never know when he's going to get hungry, when you got to change a diaper. So it's nice to be able to have something on in the background that you've either seen before or it's not that important if you miss parts. So, you know, like when I don't have sports on at home, the show that I've been binging lately is The Office. You know, they got all the episodes on Netflix. And, like, there are some times when I'm dealing with my son where you know, I've just got it playing in the background, I'll miss like two straight episodes and it doesn't really matter. Like you can just kind of hop in whenever. Right. Whereas if I've got like Game of Thrones running in the background or The Sopranos, I'm in trouble if I miss some key plot points. But not such a big deal with some of these comedies.
You could do the series shows if you've seen them like a couple times through,
right?
Because then you could pick up.
Yeah.
But like, nah, like can't do it with the regular shows. It's better. But series, if you're not.
Yeah, like when my kid was first born, the show that I had on the background was a show I've watched before from start to finish, Mad Men. I just had that binging, and you know, like I was half paying attention to it. And it didn't really make that much of a difference because I had seen it before, my friends. 560-22 on the Kendall Toyota West Kendall Toyota text line. Oh, how about this? Texter remembers the VHS days. The best was having the double VHS player you could record from tape to tape. I don't think we ever had that. That was like the holy grail. Like that was the Rolls Royce of VCRs. I think we only ever had a single tape VCR. Texter asks about bologna. Do they have good bologna in Bologna? Well, the bologna that we eat, or that like, you know, you grew up eating, that's a complete American fabrication. Whatever that is, it's not something that an Italian would ever eat, ever. But they do have the meat that bologna is based on, mortadella di Bologna. That's a specialty in Bologna, a cold cut specialty in Bologna, but it's very different from what's essentially flat hot dog meat that they call bologna that we eat in this country. It's a mortadella is a delicacy. Bologna is a step above Spam. Is that fair? What's the hierarchy of cold cuts, right? What's the hierarchy of cold cuts? Like, obviously you've got fancy stuff, which we'll keep out of it just for argument's sake. Because if you're talking about prosciutto or serrano ham or bresaola, which is one of my favorites, you keep the fancy stuff out of it. You're talking like honey-baked ham. You're talking like boar's head turkey. You're talking about what else would be?
London broiled roast beef.
Yes, roast beef. Yeah. And then near the bottom of that totem pole is bologna. Like that's nowhere near the top.
Yeah, bologna's it's bologna and like regular ham, like low sodium ham.
I would put regular ham above bologna because like bologna is like super processed.
Well, I'm saying like, but that'd be like the way to do it because like if you ever had low sodium ham, it just kind of looks like weird.
Yeah, like people got to remember, man, God made sodium. Like you can't just take sodium out of everything.
Exactly.
Like okay. There are some times when adding extra sodium, no good, but like don't take away what God created. We'll talk some Hurricanes football with Don Bailey Jr. Spring game this past Saturday. We'll get DBJ's thoughts next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.